Good evening, Talkeetna. You're listening to KTNA, Talkeetna, 88.9 FM on your dial. And tonight we're going to be doing a little live music here in the old fishbowl down on 2nd Street. It's a wonderful 28 degrees out. And we're going to have Ukulele Russ here playing us some songs. And we have War in the background that we're going to fade out and all that good stuff. So we're going to go live, so don't get scared or anything, folks. And Ukulele Russ, give me a hello.
Hello, how's everybody doing out there in KTNA land? That's right. The sweet, soft sounds of the ukulele tonight, and tonight only. We'll be performing at the Fairview Inn later for with the full Parks Highway Band. But for right now, for your ear hole pleasure, I am here to play some ukulele.
And what's our first song?
It's kind of like a dream I had, man.
Okay.
When it gets cold up in Fairbanks, I kind of strip myself almost completely naked and lay down by my wood stove with my eyes closed, and I dream that I'm off in some faraway land with beaches and a warm sun beating down on my skin. That's okay. I live here. I'm used to it. And white sand beaches and ladies in bikinis. It's the only thing keeps me alive. That thought that one day it'll be 80 degrees in Fairbanks again. But where are you gonna go when you live in the land of ice and the snow? That's right. Alaska, baby. But I can dream, can I?
Ukulele Russ.
Thank you. Thank you, everybody out there. Thank you. Woo! You're too kind. You're too kind out there.
I could hear them clapping already.
Wow, you guys are really amazing out here in Talkeetna. I love you.
So you're from Fairbanks?
Yeah. I'm not originally, but I live there now. I've been there for about 4 years.
Wow. And you like it?
Oh, I love it. I live in a little cabin where the kind of running water is the kind of run and go get. I know there's some people out there that do the same thing around these pats.
But you like Talkeetna better.
I can't say that. I love Talkeetna. It holds a special place in my heart. I come here and I play at the Fairview a lot, and I get to do the Live at 5 during the summer. I did this last summer, and I love coming here, but I'm a Fairbanks guy.
Okay. We can change you.
Yeah, well, we'll see. You guys have a different tax structure down here. I don't know.
We're taxing.
Yes, I know. It's different.
Ah. So what's our next song there?
Well...
I mean, that was bikinis. We like bikinis.
Yes, I like, well, I'm dreaming, you know, laying down by my wood stove, thinking of the sweet wave sounds crashing on the beach and the sun beating down on my body and the sweat dripping off me and my veins all like, ah, oh, and the sun's just toasting me. Oh, man. Sorry, I'm getting a little crazy here. This next song is kind of a very special song to me. I have a lady, a special lady named Lindsay. She puts up with my my crap, my caca, and I love her. And we're actually gonna get married here in Talkeetna this summer, so it does hold a special place in our hearts.
That could make you Talkeetna.
That could be. I'll be a partial resident by heart.
Is she from Talkeetna?
No, she's also from Maine, where I'm from.
Maine.
Yeah, we've been dating since before we moved out here.
North Maine?
Central Maine.
Central Maine.
But that's besides the point. I love her, and she's been asking me for 5 years, 6 years, to write her a song. And when I was on the beaches of Waikiki while she was on a European vacation with friends, I wrote this for her. Why did I have to go so far? To find me a woman like the one you are. Well, I know, yeah, I know, baby, you're the one, yeah, yeah. Through the rain, the sleet, the snow, oh, 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 the Waikiki, and the sun, it will grow. And I know, yeah, I know, baby, you're the one. Times, girl, I look at that girl and I can see your beautiful smile. And there's times, oh, I can't deny it, that it is hard to be away from you for a while. Well, I know, yeah, I know, baby, you're the one. You know that I have always loved you. Even after all the stuff the girl that you put me through, yeah. I look at you in those big blue eyes. I love you, girl, yeah. There's no surprise. And there's times, girl, I look inside, girl, and I can see your beautiful smile. Yeah, I know, yeah, I know. Well, I know, girl, I know.
So you're playing the ukulele.
Yes.
And it's a soprano ukulele?
No, this is a tenor.
Tenor. Okay.
Yeah, I put this one through the ringer. It's got a big crack down the bash down the side of it. I just got that this weekend, unfortunately. So I will have a hole in my ukulele soon. I have some finish off here. Yeah, it's my workhorse. I'm sponsored by a small company called Far North Ukuleles. They actually just relocated to Hawaii. So... it's a long distance sponsorship of more love now than respect. But this was built in Fairbanks, so it's made for the weather conditions up here.
Uh-huh.
So that's why I like it.
What kind of wood is it?
It's got a Sika spruce top, and it's padauk on the backs and sides, which is an African wood, and a Spanish cedar neck, ebony fretboard, and it's got a little slice of mango wood on the headstock. And I have two holes in the headstock, so I can carry it like a six-pack.
Oh, wonderful.
It's very important.
And do you eat mangoes?
If they're available and they're fresh, usually the ones that come at the large big box stores in Fairbanks are less than desirable mangoes.
We don't have any big boxes here.
I know. You guys. But
that's a plus.
It can be, and it can, but it also is expensive.
I'm going to be whittling away at you, you know.
You can try. Okay. I live pretty far out in the sticks, so I don't go into town very much. I go in town to play music.
Right on. Yeah. So this is a tenor, you're saying, right?
This is a tenor, yeah. They have the baritone, which is tuned like the top four strings on a guitar. It's the big, big one, the big ukulele. And then this is the tenor. And then there's one a little smaller than this called a concert. And then the soprano is the other one.
And Tiny Tim played the soprano.
Yes.
Yes. You play it much better
down
than I do.
Through the tulips in the garden by the window. You wait and tiptoe through the tulips with me.
No, yeah.
You're not a fan of him.
I don't really like him. There actually has been historical studies on Tiny Tim being the downfall of the popularity of the ukulele.
Whoa.
Because it kind of dropped off the face of the planet, and it was like a very popular instrument for a long time, even back in the 20s. It was like a ragtime instrument, yeah.
Hot tamales in the red hot. Yeah, she got them for sale. Hot tamales in the red hot. Oh, yeah, she got them for sale. Got two for a nickel, the four and dime. Ain't none of yours, well, ain't none of my will. Hot tamales in the red hot. Oh, yeah, she got them for. You really got them for.
Cha-cha.
Yeah, yeah. So, like, the ragtime stuff was very popular, and it gained popularity. You know, you had Don Ho, you had all those guys like that, Tiny Bubbles, and yeah. and then Tiny Tim came in those 70s, late 70s, and he just creeped everybody out.
Huh.
Everybody got creeped out, and then they associated being creeped out with the ukulele, so everybody forgot about it.
Okay, okay. Any blues with
Oh, yeah, you could do it. It's not... Everybody's like, you're going to play Hawaiian music because you play ukulele? And it's like, well, it's not the instrument that tells you what kind of music you can play with. It's the operator. So,
always.
Yeah, we can do, you know, the ragtime, we can do blues stuff, you know.
Quite the versatile instrument.
Yeah, you can do whatever you really want with it.
I can see a little reggae in there too. On
oh
that.
Yeah, oh, you can yeah. Reggae.
In that,
yeah,
right on.
Ja Rastafari down by the beach, boy. Adamarzi. That's for you people out there in KTNA land out there listening. Is 88.9, right?
88.9
FM.
We've grown up from 88.5.
Whoa,
yeah, you know, it happens.
That's point three people. That's big,
yeah. Actually, we're not counting, but it would be four, nine.
That's right, nine.
It's okay.
Thank you, United States government school system.
Yes. So what's our next song?
It's called Tuning.
Tuning,
it's
wow.
A Chinese song. I wanted to bring some culture here tonight to KTNA land. Here we go, Tuning.
Tuning. And it's four strings.
Yes. Four strings.
Four strings. And four strings.
My bottom string, which is usually your low string on a guitar, this is my second highest. My second one is the lowest. So it goes third, second, fourth, first.
Huh. So what kind of tuning would you call that?
G C E A, or the technical term is my dog has fleas.
Oh, I like that.
So it's like it's not the instrument, it's the operator when it comes to doing kind of different kind of stuff with one of these.
Or the surgeon.
Like, and everybody in rock and roll sold their souls to the same devil. You know, there's only one devil, and he's buying souls at discount prices for ukulele skills and whatnot. I got a really bad deal on mine because I got ukulele skills instead of guitar skills. But still, we all sold our soul to the same devil, and I'd like to demonstrate that right now by playing everybody out there in KTNA land, 88.9 FM on your radio dial. Well, I'd like to play
org.
You guys.
We also are org.
Org?
Org. You can hear us online.
Oh, get on your series of tubes out there on the interwebs. Come on down for the Stairway to the Unforgiven Freebird Island, which is Stairway to Heaven, Unforgiven by Metallica, Freebird, and
Skynyrd.
Yeah, some Skynyrd, and then we got some Gilligan's Island in there.
Ooh.
A stairway to heaven. When she gets there, she knows if the Fairview Inn is closed. With a word, she can ask money and get what she came for. And who was with her? It was Gilligan and the skipper too. Oh yeah, a millionaire. Star, the professor and Marianne here on Gilligan's Isle. And it was a 3-hour tour. It was a 3-hour tour.
I like this next part fast, because it really makes me wonder. Wonder they're the same song. She's buying a stairway to Freebird as promised. Here we go now. Won't you buy Freebird? They got her here really fast, really fast. There we go.
Kazoo tonight, people out there in Radio Land. Never free, never made, so
I don't go back to the stairway. And she's buying a stairway to heaven. It was a 3 hour tune. Ca-ca, ca-ca. Why are there birds flying in the wind?
Whoa.
There you go.
Wow.
They all sold their soul to the same devil. That's what I'm saying.
Huh. And who was your inspiration for you getting into your ukuleleing?
Okay, here. I'm going to be straight up with you people out here. You guys are straight up people in Talkeetna. I was home for a weekend from college. I had $30 in my pocket. You know, when you're eating ramen and you're buying Milwaukee's Beast ice.
Did you say raw men or
raw
ramen?
Men. When you're eating, when you're buying raw men. Raw.
Because I thought in the song there, you also said something about Rogaine. Like,
we could do a parody of Eric Clapton's Cocaine and do Rogaine. Instead. It's pretty good.
Yeah. Okay.
But no, I had $30 and I was in a music store and I was thinking like, man, I could really go talk to my guy. You know, $30 is that's the going price for when you go talk to the guy back east. And it's like, I should go to my guy. And then I saw his $30 tenor ukulele on the wall. And I was like, okay, yeah, I'll buy the ukulele. So I bought the ukulele, and I just picked up a guitar the week before. So I was learning both at the same time. But I really wish I had gone and seen the guy, you know. And that was today, right now.
Right now.
Like before I came here. So I'm going to be at the Fairview Inn tonight.
But you're with Dr. Jones.
Dr. Jones is here right now. Dr. Jones, would you like to say something to the people out here in Talkeetna? He's the drummer for the Parks Highway Band.
Hello, beautiful Talkeetna.
Everybody knows Dr. Jones.
Everybody.
If you go to the Fairview, which is pretty much everybody, right?
Yeah, everybody goes there.
Well, everybody goes there. Then you know Dr. Jones. He's a doctor.
Doctor of the beat.
Yeah, have you seen him with his Indiana Jones hat?
Yes.
Yeah, see, that's what gave me the inspiration for calling him Dr. Jones. I feel like I'm the little Chinese kid in Indiana Jones 2. What was his name? Quick Shot or something? Short Round. That was his name. Short Round. I mean, Dr. Jones. That's what I think about every time I saw him.
We have a Short Shot.
Short Shot?
We have a Short Shot in town, but we don't have a...
Is he a champion marksman?
Only with himself. He can shoot himself at 5 paces. It's pretty interesting.
That's a good distance to shoot yourself at.
Yeah, well, he's talented.
How do you get the weapon that far away?
You have a few too many drinks. You have one more in you?
I got one more in me. What time is it?
It's time for one more.
Okay, we can do this. Everybody's got laundry, right? And you always got to separate the whites from the reds. That's kind of like the rule. Even though they make color-safe bleach now. But you still got to separate them. I do. Cold coffee, yeah, and half-smoked cigarettes. Doing laundry, yeah, separate the whites from the reds. Unless you want a pink tank top, shit, a pink that just won't stop, yeah. Unless you want a pink tank top, better separate them whites from the reds. Oh, oh, yeah, yeah, oh, 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 no, no. Go coffee. Get your coders together, yeah. Head on out the door. Propane dryers don't work. And Fairbanks is 40 below, yeah, even more. Get your coders together. Head on out the door. Yeah, unless you want a pink tank top. Shit a pink that just won't stop, yeah. Unless you want a pink tank top, better separate them whites from the reds. Ow, 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 yeah. Oh, gonna separate them whites from the reds. Give a fuck here.
Top on, oh damn I'm hot. I got a pink tank top, yeah. Oh damn I'm high, yeah. Doing laundry. Yeah.
Ooh, Ukulele Russ.
That's right. I have a new CD that is for sale. It's just being released. This is the pre-secret double probation release. That means I have to change some things the next time I make the next 100. But come on down to my house and see me.
In Fairbanks.
That's right. You can come on up there anytime you want.
You have some.
But, I mean, not really. I mean,
you have some.
When
in
you
your
see
pockets.
Me in person, you can buy them. Or when I'm playing a show, you can buy them also.
Right on. So you'll be walking around tonight with some CDs in your pocket.
Yeah. Just in my pocket. It's not. I'm not happy to see you, but I am.
You're happy to see us.
I have CDs.
And that's a CD
in
your
pocket.
It's
the last Ukulele Frontier. Uh-huh. That's what it's called. It's inspired by songs. They're songs inspired by the North.
The cold North.
The cold, cold, cold North. It's so lonely. It's so lonely in my cabin.
But
I got a dog and a cat and a fiance, and we're lonely.
Whoa.
So come buy CDs. Come on over.
With dirty laundry.
And buy CDs. With your dirty laundry, I'm not going to say it's going to get done, but you can bring it.
That's so cool.
We can hang out with it, I guess.
That's always nice. Well, thank you very much for coming down to our humble little studio down here.
Yeah, find me at ukulelerust.com or Facebook. You can Facebook me. Get on my face page.
Wow.
And, touch my face and click the like button at ukulelerust, Facebook.com/ukulelerust. And if you can't spell ukulele, it's UKULELE. Do it. Please.
Right
please.
On. Please.
For God's sakes! Let me into your life. Let me into your life and into your hearts. Thank you.
Okay. Ukulele Russ. Thank you very much.